that's my people right there, man. Who got over there? Yeah, that's my people. Oh, cuz over there? Yeah, that's my people. Hey, are you talking about that right there? That's my people. They hold my pictures, man. Shit don't change the block I'm from. We tick tock.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I'm your host, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Back flowing straight from the Survival Scrolls. Keeping it gangster, keeping it P.I. till we D.I. Hotline, we're putting you on hold for a sec. Got a lot of folks calling in. Today is a call-in show. This is part two of the Colgate University incident. The Colgate University controversy. I talked about that yesterday on the show. And for those who don't know, the lecture that I had scheduled at Colgate University in New York for October 24th is being protested by different female groups, women's groups on the campus, saying that my lecture may be harmful to the women on campus. My lectures might be harmful to the dynamic between men and women on campus. I shouldn't come there. Men shouldn't hear what I have to say because it's potentially dangerous. And a lot of people are sounding out and sounding off about it. Before I forget, today's show is brought to you by Snoop Dogg's new CD, The Blue Carpet Treatment. It's going to be in stores soon, and we're going to play that on the whole show today. We're going to play Snoop's album. And it's brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. So let's get right on the phone. Let's talk to the people who's calling. Hotline. Hello?
And when he finished, he didn't get no deal. They just flipped the script on color.
Who's calling?
This is Walk, man.
Hey, what's up, player?
In Atlanta, man.
Cool. So what's your question?
Yeah, I had two comments, man.
Go ahead, what's your comment?
My first comment is about those feminist groups.
Yes.
I'm a recent graduate of Morehouse.
Yeah.
I knew you heard about a little situation with Nelly when they got banned off of selling.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was like last year or a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think I was my senior year or whatnot. And
okay.
Honestly, man, them girls in the feminist group, those girls are pretty much dope. Because the main girl from Kidnick, saw at a house party twerking out drunk.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, they're real big hypocrites, man, with that these little feminist groups, man. They kill me with the bullshit.
Yeah, but you always see girls get a liner to themselves, so.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
I
feel you, but thanks for the call, player. Yeah, I forgot about that. And there was a situation with Nelly a couple of years ago on campus. They tried to ban him from doing a concert. I remember that. Deep shit. Outline, who we got on the phone?
What's up, Flair?
What's going on? It's King Tut?
Yes, sir.
What's going on with your big pimpin'? King Tut out of Atlanta, one of my assistant Macs doing big things. King Tut is working on one of his books. He's working on a book called Man. That's the name of the book, right, Tut?
Between the old constellations, gotta change it to His Story of Power, man.
Oh, you're gonna change the title of it?
Yeah, to His Story of Power.
His Story of Power.
Start history, though.
Okay. So what's your comment for today, Tut?
No, I just called to tell you, first of all, you know, we support you 100% player. I mean, me personally, I sent over 200 emails to Colgate this morning.
There you go.
You know, we're doing the thing, man. But the reason I called was because I want to let you know that it's not just white schools that it's happening to. Because about a month ago, one of my man, the senior at Morehouse, and he told me how, you know, there was a story all over the news about these two girls from Spelman that, you know, they supposedly got raped by these two Morehouse men.
Yeah.
They got police support. They said that, you know, there was no forced penetration, no semen residue, none of that shit.
Right.
You know, yeah, one of these girls, since they got dogged by these dudes, you know, my homie, he told me that there was a block of protest, and there was about, like, 500 girls from Spelman walking down Clark Atlanta University's promenade.
Yeah.
Campus. And during this time, I believe it was Morehouse still having their, you know, their elections for student body president. And, you know, they thought they saw this huge crowd, and they were like, you know, yo, they came out to support.
Right.
Chicks on flex.
Oops. Man, I made a mistake and hung up on the play. Sorry about that. He's going to, Tut, I need you to call back. We got somebody else on the phone. Who's calling?
Man, this is Cash. I'm calling from the 702, man, and lend my support on what's going on in the situation.
I feel you, man. What's going on with you, player?
Man, I just want to voice my frustration with, you know what I mean, the game and what's going on out here. See, the problem is, man, these, like you said, Cash is not manning up, so they letting these hoes slip and slide with these infractions on the game, man. They ain't playing it by the rules and regulations how it's supposed to go down.
Exactly, man. A lot of these dudes on campus, on these college campuses, man, they let these female feminist groups just come in and just make all these unsubstantiated claims, and these niggas, they back down from it, man. These guys just punk out and cower
they
to these
punk
women.
Out, see? The problem is, man, this is just with the world as a whole. If
that's
the men
true.
To grow some nuts, man, and chick brides out here that's around them, and let them know this is behavior is unacceptable, and quit trying to brown nose up to them, man, then we'll be all right.
Absolutely.
So it's a brown lack of brown nosing, man, so I'm supporting you, man. You know, I like this prescribe to your back lessons podcast and all that, but you're doing the right thing. Trust me.
Good looking out, man. Thanks for the call, player. That's real talk, man. And King Tut, I need you to call back, man. The phone lines are jammed up, and we lost you. I think this is Tut right here. What's up, Tut?
Yeah, man.
What's up, man? We lost you. We had a whole bunch of calls coming in. But finish what you were saying, man. Finish your thought.
Yeah, what I'm saying was that girls, they're walking on white shirts with blood on them, whatever, symbolizing blood, and, you know, they're chanting shit like, not today. And a lot of guys, they went to the newspaper, and they were talking about they were mad because if they had tried to go on Spelman's campus to try to do this shit, you know, they got kicked off real quick. And I was like, it's just a shame that it's already bad enough, you know, Morehouse, they got a bad reputation, but it's a, you know, add fuel to the fire, man.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I've been hearing a lot of different stories about how these accusations are flying on these college campuses. The problem is with a lot of schools, man, the feminist presence is real strong. And it's damn near illegal to be a man on some of these college campuses. I know in Colorado at one school, at one college campus, they have a rule and a law now that if you have sex with a female who's drunk, that can be considered rape. I mean, they got some real extreme shit out there, man, that guys need to know about. And you know, and we're going to stand up to this shit, man. This is the first time, I think, in modern history where guys are coming together to stand up against these women's groups and these feminist organizations. Because when these feminist groups and these women groups usually speak out against some shit, everybody just backs down and they punk out.
Yeah, man.
And that shit ain't happening. But anyway, thanks for the call, Chuck. Yeah, we not going for the bullshit this time, man. We're going to make history right now. We're rewriting history as we speak. That's real talk, man. We ain't going for... Let me put this Snoop Dogg back on. I had to turn the music out. Tut is real mellow. Had to turn the music down for Tut so he can spit. But the game is deep, man. The game is real deep. And please excuse me with the phone lines. I mean, we get a lot of folks calling in, and the phone lines are going in and out. So we're human. We're having a few technical errors, but everybody, we get the point. But it's crazy, and a lot of people have been sending emails to Colgate. A lot of people have been calling in to Colgate to express their opinions about it, and I'm glad that everybody's stepping up to the plate. I'm proud to see that. I'm almost surprised, in a way. But I'm glad to see brothers are stepping up to the plate now. A lot of people are supporting, and women too. I've been talking to a lot of women who are calling the schools, and they're voicing their complaints. It's enough of the bullshit. Bullshit time is over. Hotline, who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Coach African of the Pussy Whip Show, man.
Well, what's going on with your player?
Hey, man, first off, I want to say big ups to you, man. Not that many guys out there trying to do what you're doing, man.
You're looking out. You're looking out.
And for a bunch of can I say bitches?
Yes, you can say bitches.
A bunch of crumb snatching, angry ass bitches that fucking they little peepees and pussies hurt want to shoot down what you're doing. I mean, you're trying to do something for people. Trying to do something for men. You're trying to show these men out there. You know what? You can get your fucking panties untied. Be a man. Do what you need to do and live your fucking life. You ain't. Hey, you know what? I was listening to your podcast, dog.
Yes.
And you just say you have never saying anything about punching a woman in the stomach, slapping a bitch in the face, treating the shit, you know, no abuse.
Exactly.
The shows are not about goddamn abuse. It's about teaching these motherfucking men how to be men because their daddies could not teach them how to be men. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's real talk, man. And, you know, the stuff they saying, they making it seem like I'm going to come out to the campus and make dudes start raping broads and beating broads. The way they making it seem, and we all know that's not the truth. That's why I'm glad everybody's calling that school and voicing their opinion, letting them know the real deal. Because when a lot of these groups start spitting, people take it as face value. You know what I'm saying?
People, call twice. But, hey, if you hang up, call again, because let them motherfuckers know that this man right here is spitting game. He's not teaching y'all how to get ass. And if y'all motherfuckers listen, it's not about ass.
Because that was the rumor that was going around the campus. They were saying that I'm going to come there and teach men how to bag women. And they were like,
Hey, you shouldn't do that, dog. No. Maybe you should just tell them that, you know, they're right and you're wrong, man. Maybe we just need to stop what we're doing. Because, you know, after a while, Oprah's going to get on this motherfucker and try to get in your shit.
Yeah, you know how Oprah, man. I'm going to get on Oprah in a minute. But anyway, but thanks for the call, player.
Hey, big up. Much love to you, baby.
Thanks, babe. Face.
All right.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Crazy ass talk, man, with these folks up at this school. That's the thing, man. Whenever these feminist groups or these female groups say something and start making noise, no matter how far-fetched their accusations are, people just generally back down from it because they just don't, you know, these women just rock the boat just to be rocking the boat. And I can imagine what these women look like, because the real reason is this, and all you people at Colgate University, I know a lot of the students are listening in now and a lot of people out there listening. You know the real reason why those groups don't want me to come out there, because they don't want you guys up on no game. The last thing these women want to see is a man with some game about himself, a man with his mind right, because if you get your mind right, you're not going to fuck with them. That's what they're afraid of. That's the bottom line. All this stuff about races, demeaning to women. I have a very big female audience who listen to my show, who buy my books. I said that yesterday. But the thing I really didn't like, and I talked about this yesterday, is that it was a black females organization, and they went to the board playing the race card. They did that lie snitching. And I want to get on the sisters about that. Sisters, stop snitching, stop lying. Cut the damn snitching out. The Mac Lessons Radio Show is a show, like I said, that we can get together and dialogue about issues in our community. That's why there's never been a successful revolution in the black community. There has never been a successful revolution in the black community ever since slavery, because niggas like snitching too much. You run to white folks with our problems. Because if this was just a man-woman issue at the school, I could respect that more. But the fact that it was a black group and they came in playing the race card, that was a sucker move to me. That was a sellout move to me. That's why there's never been a successful slave rebellion from Nat Turner to the Black Panthers. Whenever there was a slave revolt, niggas would always get called because house niggas would be telling. House niggas are quick to run to massa with the problems, telling all of our personal information. And sisters, we got to call some of you sisters out. And I'm not talking about all you sisters, but in the black female community, it's too much goddamn snitching, running to white folks, putting everybody's personal business out there like that. And this is just another example. And I talk about this all the time. Go back to some of the podcast archives and listen to some of those shows I talk about snitching. I did a show a few weeks ago about how a lot of black male celebrities don't really like dealing with black women because of the snitch factor. Because I was getting emails from a lot of women asking me why don't black male celebrities and athletes date black women, because they don't want to get snitched on. You don't want your personal business going out there like that. Do all sisters do that? Absolutely not. But just too many. And I gave the example, if you go out on a date with a sister and you're a celebrity, you have to face the possibility of your information being on a message board, being on somebody else's website, being on the Wendy Williams show, being just the basic gossip that too many sisters do, putting our information out there like that. And nowadays, you don't even have to be a black male celebrity. If you just a regular brother working a 9-to-5 dating sisters, they got websites now created by black women called don'tdatehimgirl.com, where they put niggas' information out in the street like that. There was a brother trying to sue a female from that don'tdatehimgirl.com website because she put all of his personal information or she allowed his personal information to be put up on a website. This is the kind of shit that black men have to deal with, and we're tired of dealing with it. It's getting late in the day. Brothers ain't going for that okey-doke shit no more. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, sisters, stop with the goddamn snitching. Stop snitching. And again, if it was a man-woman problem, I could deal with that. If it was just man-woman, if it were a man-woman issue, I could respect that because I can deal with it now. I'm still going to deal with the issue at hand with the dry snitching and the feminist problem. And there's so many factors that's coming into play. And brothers, we just ain't going for the shit no more. And I'm glad that everybody's vocal. And that number, for those who want to call up to Colgate University, call up today, call up Monday, call up for the rest of the week. Hit them up. Leave a voicemail. 315-228-6843. We're going to show them that we're not going for the bullshit no more. But stop the damn snitching. Putting people's information out there like that. And the women at that school, I could imagine what they look like. I can imagine what these broads look like. That they gotta protest me? And all I'm doing is trying to give these guys game. See, that's how dangerous the game is. And I try to let you guys know how serious and dangerous the game is. Because if you got good game, that's going to rock the foundation of what's going on in this country. We have a pussy-whooped society. The last thing they want is a man with game. If you look at television, television is a pussy-whooped rest haven. You don't have anything for dudes. I talked about this on another show, too, how they want men to be subservient. The mass media has nothing for real men. Everything we see on television has a feminine overtone, like Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, men dancing and singing, looking metrosexual, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Everything has a metrosexual, feminine undertone. Besides sports, there's nothing for men. Even music. Hip-hop ain't for men no more. Like back in the day, it was for men. It was a man's sport. Whoever had the best lyrics and the most gangsterest lyrics, we felt that. We fuck with them. But now, shit. Laffy Taffy, that's not for men. Shake That Thing, Girl, all that shit, that's not for men. What do men have? The last bastion of masculinity we had were at least the books that I'm doing. This is why cats are tuning into the podcast, because they want to hear some real man shit. This is one of the few places where brothers can get together and chop up real game like real men do. And now they're protesting that. Fellas, do you see how deep this shit is? Now I hope everybody's seeing the big picture of everything that I've been talking about as far as the feminization of the American man, especially the black man. Because black men, we got two factors to consider. And we have two obstacles to overcome. The white patriarchal obstacle of race, and dealing with a lot of sellout sisters in our community. So it's a double-edged sword with us. But I digress as far as that. But everybody, you keep sending those emails to them. Keep making noise. Keep letting them know what's happening. Because we're going to send a message. And college campuses all around the country, it's time for you guys to send messages. I've done a whole bunch of shows on college Mackin. I get a lot of emails from college guys wanting to know the game, telling me what the status is on college campuses, saying how difficult it is to holler at women and the overall vibe on college campuses. We get those calls all the time. If you look at the podcast archives, I talk about college dating all the time because that's a big issue. A lot of guys don't know what to do because you walk up to a woman on a college campus spitting some regular game on some innocent shit. With this feminist vibe, they can accuse you of anything out there. So you got to be real cautious. And school season is in right now. So all you college campuses out there, all you schools, we need to start setting up something on every college campus around the country. Especially you college campuses with you old bitch-ass dudes who are scared of these women. It's late in the day. Nobody's going to be scared no more. Stop all that scary ass backing down from women shit. Nigga, that's a sin. You cats out here following these groups and bowing down to these feminist groups on these college campuses. Man, stop that shit. And man up. Nigga, it's time to organize. We're doing it now. You better join in. You better join in and stop being honorary females. Because that's another problem, too. I place some of the blame on a lot of these dudes on college campuses. Because whenever there's a problem with the women, that means there's a problem with the men, too. Because it's the men who allow that. And let me get biblical for a minute. And I talked about this on another show. When the story of Adam and Eve, remember that? The Garden of Eden, the Adam and Eve story? When God told Adam, don't mess with that tree. Those are my orders to you, Adam. And Adam told Eve, we can't mess with this tree. Eve went and messed with the tree anyway. She rebelled against Adam. And Adam had a choice. Adam could have reprimanded her. Or Adam could have followed her. Adam chose to follow her instead of reprimanding her, is what he should have done. She talked him into eating from the tree too. And that was the first sin of man. It wasn't disobeying God. The sin was following your woman. Because Adam was the one who was punished. Adam was the one who was reprimanded by God, not Eve. Why was Adam reprimanded? Because he was the man. He was supposed to be the leader. And that's a sin, not being a leader, following your woman, knowing she's doing something wrong. And a lot of you guys on campuses and just in life, you follow a lot of women knowing that it's bullshit, but you don't want to rock the boat. That's a sin to follow these women with this bullshit. And that's not to say you can't get input from women. Some of my biggest influences were women. I talked about Frances Cress Welsing on one of my shows. I talked about Shahrazad Ali on one of my shows. These were women influenced me greatly as an author. But as a man, don't be no honorary ass female going along with bullshit just so you can get accepted, scared to rock the boat, letting women punk you out. And I'm talking to all my guys on these college campuses. Because we're going to send a message. If any kind of lecture is scheduled and these women want to bitch and complain that the men want to do something for themselves, and you guys sit by and let it happen, shame on you, fellas. Shame on you. Because these women, they bring in all types of feminist and man-hating ass lecturers to colleges. There are a lot of books and lectures and television shows for women all day. But the minute men want to do something, now motherfuckers want to protest. It's bullshit. Fellas, stand up to that shit. And I'm glad all my players are standing up to it. I suggest that all the people in the audience, the other people who are scared, it's time for you to stand up too. That's real talk. The revolution will be broadcasted and televised. I'm telling you, we're about to make history here. Nobody stands up to these feminist groups, but we are. We ain't letting this shit slide like that. And all my females, all my sisters, they want to join in too. Because the average sister, they don't agree with that bullshit either. Again, the women on these college campuses, these women, I can imagine what they look like. They probably look like hot messes, and they got these men fooled into believing that these women are the best that these men are going to get, and they know the truth. They know that once these men find out the truth, these men are going to run for the hills. These men are not going to fuck with them at all. They're shaking in their boots. That's why they're protesting. They don't want these men to have game, because if these men open up their eyes, which is what I'm going to do, I'm not going to teach them how to quote unquote get laid and harm women. I'm going to teach them how to step their damn game up. That's what you're afraid of. You don't want these brothers to have game, but they're going to get it if they want it. So you better be fearful. The revolution will be televised. Anyway, that's been today's episode of Mac Lessons Radio. Again, go to my blog on myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed to get more information about where to send your emails and where to call. And check out maclessons.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Holla. Girl, you don't have to pretend. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby. I seen your homegirls jocking my